It's lunch hour on a recent Wednesday in Seattle, and Connie Parsons is very excited about a blind date she set up online. She arrives at Westlake Center carrying a big bag with green leaves poking out and is clearly looking forward to meeting a man she knows mostly by his handle, Sparky Glass.
What do you know about what he looks like?
I don't. I have his cell phone number.
But it's easy for them to find each other.
Hi!
She found him through a website she helped create. It's called CropSwap.
And I told him I would have a big bag of plants.
There are actually 24 Crocosmia bulbs that already bloomed this season. And she's also got 2 purple hostas from her shade garden.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
I'm Connie.
Nice to meet you. Scott.
A.K.A. Sparky Glass.
Yes.
On the table next to him is an open carton of eggs with pale green shells and dates written on them in pencil.
And that's the day that they were laid. So we know exactly, you know, how fresh they are, and you'll know how fresh they are.
And they're beautiful eggs. If you bought these eggs at the farmer's market, yeah.
It's expensive. Yeah, they get expensive.
In this deal, no cash is exchanged, just the eggs and plants these two urbanites produced at their homes in Kent and Seattle. Sparky Glass says in the past he sold his eggs to friends and used the income to help pay for the upkeep of his chickens. But he says when he found the CropSwap website online, he got hooked right away.
Because it had everything that I wanted to do built into it already. So hopefully we can just keep it growing and getting more and more people involved. Because there are a lot of urban homesteaders out there who are probably looking for something similar.
The idea is that because the CropSwap site is searchable, people have a better shot at finding things they actually want rather than taking what's available at old-fashioned swap meets. It has its limits right now because there are only a couple hundred members so far. And in other cities, similar ideas have fizzled in the past. This site is designed to generate revenue when users pay an annual membership fee. And for people who'd rather give their extra food to the hungry, there's also a willing-to-donate option. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.